Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Thursday. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. We'll talk today about the topic that we discuss frequently. Well, there may not be one right way to do service management, especially change, incident, CMDB, problem. There may not be one right way, but there are many wrong ways to do each of those. And in this case, wrong is not the opposite of right. Your organization has many choices, many, many choices on how to do things the right way. And we have to think of what's right for stakeholders today may not be what's right for them tomorrow. So it's what's right in today's world, knowing it's going to change and our stakeholders are going to change, our business objectives are going to change. So there's no one right way. Most people are trying to sell a prescriptive method on how you're going to fix things. There's no way. That's where the more art than science. But there are two ways your organization may be doing things wrong. Not including stakeholders in the design and strategy to the point that you do things to them, not with them. I've been in a lot of organizations where they pushed initiatives to and onto stakeholders and not co-creating, not walking alongside and doing things with them. Another way that you could be doing things wrong is having such manual processes that it's inefficient use of resources. It's costing too much. You have too many errors when you do things manually. And your stakeholders know this, right? They know. And so we have this list of, I could make this list 20 deep, but we have this list of ways that we are doing things wrong. And we need to figure out, how do we turn this around and start doing things right? Because what's right in one organization may be wrong in another. This really becomes apparent in ITSM tool/platform implementations. Whether it's a module or the whole tool, I see many times where an implementer will implement everyone just alike, not taking into consideration the needs of that organization. Even if you have two banks across the street from one another, they're going to have a lot of differences, whether it's leadership, risk, tolerance, subject matter expertise, stakeholder needs. There's no way to replicate it and have two that are exactly the same. So I want to encourage you to figure out, how do we include these stakeholders and how do we automate as much as possible? This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us this Thursday. Please look around at our other podcasts, follow our LinkedIn company page, and let me know how service management leadership can help you do your service management org the right way for today. Bye.